In the lunchtime edition, friends of two men found shot to death express sadness over their passing, but also anger over how they died. Residents of Wilde St. Michael call for tough action to deal with violent repeat offenders. As it emerges, one of the deceased was on bail for three separate murders. And some members of the public call for a return to the previous Kadumat route for crop over next year. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Now I know you can't see me, but I just sent birthday greetings to three Facebook friends, ordered an air fryer, and paid my ICBL insurance, and I'm still in bed. When you go to ICBL.com, you can renew your policies or buy a new one on a secure site from the comfort of your home. And the best part is not having to be in a long line in these times. So skip the lines and pay online with ICBL.com today. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
You're always on the go. We know life can be a daily rush. CIBC, First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online.
Friends of the two men found shot to death yesterday have voiced sadness over the killing, as other residents have expressed concern about the gun violence generally and want tough action to deal with it. They were reacting to the deaths of 22-year-old Loris Giddens of Bottom Close, Wilde St. Michael, and 27-year-old Michael Blackett of Flat Rock, St. George. Early yesterday morning, the two men were found shot to death at Long Beach Christchurch. Blackett was on bail in connection with three separate murders and was released from prison less than a month ago, while authorities said Giddens also had a history of violence. This morning at Bottom Close, Wilde St. Michael, Starcom Network News spoke to a close childhood friend of Giddens who was also an acquaintance of Blackett.
Got a few bad, I thought, what's a marriage for a young one? He dead, you ain't feel of it. That's your mother dead, you gonna feel the same of it.
Your close friend?
They wet. That's my brother, boy. It's all good
with
you. It's humble and cool, man. Everybody's got the one ways, but it's humble and cool looking, always looking for it, you know what I mean? My all two of them have been friends, though, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? You can't do that, but that life goes on. And as I tell people, he done set the day, so the Holy Father done break through. However, all we did, he done written scripture whole weekend day. You know, because of that.
Another friend of Giddens at Bottom Close expressed both sadness and anger at how he died and spoke of how dangerous and unpredictable what he called the streets had become.
It's real, boy. It's real, boy.
Meaning what?
Streets hickly, you don't hear David say, you know what I'm saying? You know what, AG? David tell you streets hickly.
What hickly mean?
Hickly mean? Active, what? Active. I feel sad, yeah. That got me feel sad, but I don't mean. That got me disappointed, bad man, boy.
You know how the life, you know how this life is. Life cold.
Older residents of the general Wilde area are very concerned about what's going on in the country and want stricter national measures to deal with violent criminals.
Something is wrong with the young people. I don't understand if it's saying the eating or saying the drinking, but something has to be done about the young people. Don't understand.
The young people today have no respect for life. And I feel in order for me to curb this gun violence, we need to enforce more stricter measures when it comes to crime in Barbados. You get a man commit a crime and you send it up doors for a couple of days. They got dogs lay down in my bed, eat 4 square meals or 3 square meals, whatever it is, eat 3 square meals, and then turn around and come back out on the road and do the same thing over again. Any rehabilitation in it, nothing so. You just going at the road, relaxing yourself, coming back out, and doing the same thing over and over and over again. We need to enforce strict measures.
He should be still in jail. He should be still in jail. He ain't had a right out. Because you can't expect to take 3 people's lives and still come out of prison.
Residents of Wilde, St. Michael, in the lunchtime edition.
It's brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Good health is more than visiting the doctor when you're feeling ill. It's also about making good choices, and securing the right health protection for you is one of them. From as low as $3 per month, you can access health coverage with ICBL to cover your medical bills. We'll cover your preventative care, maternity, hospitalization, medical, specialist visits, and yes, even those fashionable eyeglasses. Now that is a great reason to smile. Talk to us about our individual or family health plans designed to give you the best protection you need. Special conditions apply. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
A grand Kadumut retrospective accounted for a significant amount of VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today, with the comments including those of the moderator, Peter Wickham, who disclosed that he was one of those who in the past recommended a switch to the ABC Highway. But in the face of considerable criticism of the new route, he conceded the idea may need to be reviewed.
One of the masqueraders even said that the whole thing was a puppy show. That is what he, the young lady, said on TV. Anybody who was watching the activity on national television would have seen at some stages there was a long, long road where it's just the masqueraders and not one fella alongside the road. And even some of the rebels complained about that aspect of it as well. And I believe in CF need to rethink this foolishness that they, I call it foolishness. It was foolishness to change the route.
Years ago, I said I thought the route had been outgrown. There's no question that the route from the stadium to Spring Garden appeared a bit close. But I also want to say that the points that you made are quite reasonable, that the idea of the community was lost because, you know, you're kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. And they know communities. There's absolutely nothing wrong with us experimenting with a new thing. And if the new route is deemed to have been unsuccessful, then we go back to the old route.
Peter Wickham, general manager of the Aura Kadumut Band, Rondell Jones, says the festival was challenging for the Kadumut bands this year.
You could clearly see the numbers, even in the bigger bands, showed significant reduction. It was very challenging because everything was a bit late. Then crop over started. We must remember that there were still some heavy COVID protocols in place. That may have acted as a deterrent for people coming in booking flights. Once we relaxed those protocols, we saw an increase in sales. I'm not saying that the protocols should have been stopped, but I'm just explaining one of the reasons why sales would have been so low.
General Manager of Aura, Rondell Jones, the producer of the successful Soca on the Hill event, Rudy Maloney, says this year represents a good rebound for the Crop Over Festival, and he hopes it will be even bigger next year.
So I think the festival, as I always mentioned, would have been a good festival. It would be challenging, but it would have been a good festival, and it turned out to be a good festival. People had a good time at the event that they turned up to, so that's what we were looking for. There was a lot of debate on some of the changes, and there will always be debate once these changes. People are never comfortable with all the changes that are made, but I will say that the festival was enjoyable and that it was perfect. And one of the things that we have to be thankful for, that there was no violence and people look out for each other and made the festival a success.
Producer of Soca on the Hill, Rudy Maloney, women's and girls' rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines says not enough is being done to address social dysfunction in Barbadian families, which she says is the root cause of crime and violence. Her comments follow a video circulating on social media.
This matter is not unrelated to the government industrial school matter and a lot of what we've been saying over the last couple of months. The reality is that we are breeding dysfunction and violence as a part of our family structure in Barbados. It is a historical plantation relic, and we have not done enough social engineering, social re-engineering over the years to be able to move our society past the violence. When you talk about children in conflict with the law, when you talk about children in need of care, when you talk about our high levels of crime, you can't talk about any of that until you begin to understand the family environments that children are growing up in Barbados.
Women and girls' rights activist Dr. Marsha Hines, our top stories. Friends of two men found shot to death express sadness over their passing, but also anger over how they died. Meantime, residents of Bildy St. Michael, where one of the deceased lives, they've called for tough action to deal with violent repeat offenders. As it emerges, one of the deceased was on bail for three separate murders. In fact, only came out of prison about less than a month ago, I'm told. Some members of the public call for a return to the previous Kadumut route for Crop Over next year. The producer of Soca on the Hill hails the event and Crop Over overall as a success and believes this sets a great foundation for a full rebound next year. And the gender rights activist, Dr. Marsha Hines, condemns the domestic violence shown in a viral video. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.